wishing you a beautiful Tuesday, and I hope you enjoyed today's short teaching for your 5-day retreat, which is on calming the mind. Yesterday I did a teaching on healing the body, and if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, I would encourage you to go back, because healing the body is the first step in actually getting your body, mind and soul connection. And today, as we move on to calming the mind, we're going to look at how to bring those elements of ourselves, both mind and body, together in connection and in balance. So we all know that our mind has so many thousands and thousands of thoughts every day. Some of them we don't even know are going on. For some of us, our minds can feel like they're always activated. Have you ever had those times where you wake up in the morning and you nearly wake up in a sentence? Your brain is already starting to go, and likely your brain hasn't really disengaged at night. Obviously, through our dreams and things like that, the brain is activated. But when we do go into a very deep sleep, it's like the subconscious mind can open up. If you're dreaming and waking up a lot during the night, it's like the brain isn't really getting an opportunity for rest and downtime. And a lot of us are experiencing that in our day-to-day time, where we might be overthinking one particular situation. We might have 20 million things going on in our life and we're trying to think about them all together. We may be rushing around and just finding ourselves actually getting quite anxious more often than not, because the thoughts are just streaming around the place and we just can't even decipher one for the other. So as I talked about in yesterday's teaching, it's important first of all to really connect into the body, to find out how you're actually physically feeling, how the body is feeling and how the emotions are feeling. It would feel normal to connect in with the mind first, because then the mind can help the body, but actually be finding yourself coming into your body and connecting into it. And if you've listened to the audio teaching above on breathing, that's a really good way to connect in. It actually gets the mind to kind of already become more calm. When we connect into something and we feel more present in ourselves, it's like then the mind starts to ease. And as the mind starts to ease, we can start to think more clearly. Thinking clearly and in a calmer way is going to be one of the best ways that we progress in life, because we'll be able to make decisions that are more clear, more focused. We'll be able to think about something properly and from a better perspective, as opposed to trying to make a decision when we're stressed or tired or pissed off and we just want to get something done. And these are all of the ways in which we help ourselves and we care for ourselves in the proper way, so that we can keep progressing in life when big stresses come in or daily stresses come in, that they're not having that huge impact on us than they normally would. So for today, think about where your mind is at most of the time. Is it racing and running and anxious? Is it, you know, actually quite calm and you can come out of busy periods in your mind and let it settle down? Another part of calming the mind is to look at actually what you're thinking. Instead of just allowing all these random thoughts to go around, like, stop yourself. Look and say, do I think more negatively in a day or more positively? What kind of things am I thinking about? Am I wasting time thinking about things that are never going to happen? Am I having fearful thoughts? Am I having really negative dialogue? As I always say, and I've been saying over the course of these last 4 days, awareness is key. Anything we want to heal and change, we have to be aware of. So when you're aware of what you're thinking, what your belief system is, what your fear-based thoughts are, your negative thoughts are, how you speak to yourself as well, then you can go about saying, okay, well, why am I doing that? So you've got the awareness, now you're questioning it, you're challenging your thoughts. A thought is just a thought, it can be changed at any moment, but a lot of our thoughts, we have attachments to them. And it's those attachments, whether it's emotional or otherwise, or fear-based even attachments, that keep that over-anxious mind going. So then you've become aware, you're starting to challenge your thoughts, and then it's not about changing the thought, like people say, and pretending that like you feel a different way. Say, okay, so now I'm thinking this way, I'm aware of it, I'm thinking this way because X, Y, and Z. What am I going to do to help myself to change some part here of why I'm feeling this way? Do I need more support? Do I need to do different mental exercises? Do I need to have a clear out of situations in my life that are causing me stressful thoughts? And then you start to work through it. I'm always a big believer in rationalizing things. A lot of negative thoughts and different things like that are based on past experiences and fear of difficult experiences to come in the future. We spend a lot of time in our past and in our future in our minds, and very rarely in our present moment. We hear these things of be in the moment, be here, be now, And sometimes, even to me, it's like, that's wonderful, but I actually just find that very hard. So what I try to do now is not to say, oh, I'm going to like sit and meditate now and be chanting or something to be in the moment. I'm more just saying, like, let me tune in and enjoy what's going on today. If I'm not enjoying it and there's something going on, why is that going on for me today? Because today is all that we can deal with. If you know that there's fear-based thoughts from the past or for the future, then they're the things you've got to work on healing, whether it's support from, you know, through therapies or different healing modalities, reading books on it to help you, listening to podcasts. We all have to take accountability for what we're going to do to move forward. So connecting to your body, doing your breathing will help calm the mind, and then bringing logic to heightening your awareness, heightening why you're thinking what you're thinking, and then looking at what you can do to help move this thought to a different place. These are things that will help you as you move forward. So I really look forward to connecting with you all tomorrow night for our last class at 8:30 Irish time. I really can't wait for it, and I hope you have a really beautiful day.